Hi everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Joanna Wells with Illuminating Minds Radio. And I'm very, very excited to be giving you some announcements, some updates on what is happening. First of all, with the website, securecreditor.com is being changed to movingbeyondthematrix.com. And you're gonna notice something completely different with the website. And the reason why we're doing this is because we are now expanding our focus and focusing on our podcasts, mainly on our podcast. That's going to be on freedomizerradio.com beginning on Sundays and Wednesday evenings, which I'm very, very pleased to announce. And we're very, very excited about it. I've been a part of Freedomizer Radio for many, many years. Since 2010, off and on. So, if you want to hear my show, go to freedomizerradio.com on Sundays, every Sunday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and every Wednesday is 4:30 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the call-in number is 319-527-6208. And we decided to join forces with Proof Negative again, because I feel that that would be the best platform for us right now for the podcast. He has a big, huge audience. He's been doing this for 16 years, so he has a really huge audience. And he told me something very interesting, that he went to some place in Utah. I think it was St. George's place. And he went to a hotel, and he gave, I guess it was the bartender or somebody, his email address, and it said Proof Negative at freedomizerradio.com, and the guy goes, I don't know if it was the bell guy or the bartender, goes, oh, I know who you are, you're Proof Negative. He's like, yeah, I listen to the Joanna show, like religiously. I always listen to her show. And this was many, many years ago. But he thought, whoa, that's pretty freaking cool, you know? And so I decided to get back on. I do have a lot of listeners. And, you know, due to the fact that there's just so much censorship going on YouTube and TikTok and all these other platforms, and it's really hard to try to build yourself up on like platforms like Rumble and BitChute. So I figured, you know, I'm just gonna focus on my podcast, because I love my podcast, you know. And my husband and I, we're gonna be talking about, you know, focusing on topics. On one, we'll be talking about paranormal stuff, conspiracy things, like ancient lost civilizations, ancient mysteries, crypto investing. I'm going to be adding that. I'll be educating people on how to safely invest in crypto, because crypto has saved my life. That's what going beyond the matrix is all about. It's about moving out of the matrix. You know, stop being a slave of the plantation, chasing after the funny FRN notes, which keeps you boxed in, enslaved in their reality, in their prison, and go beyond the matrix, get involved in crypto, you know, even decentralized crypto, and really free yourself, because that is the number one thing we should be doing, is freeing ourselves from anything that is registered with the government. You know, gold, silver is registered with the particular country that you're buying the gold and silver with, especially. And when it's registered with them, that means they own it. You never own anything. But Bitcoin, you can own it. And Monero and Pirate Chain and other decentralized currencies. Now, when things were starting to go downward because of my TikTok channel, you know, I had about 13,000 followers. All of a sudden, that was taken down. And I was doing very, very well. But, you know, I knew that it would be temporary. So what I did with the packages that I was selling, you know, the trust packages, secure creditor, whatever money I was making, I would ask for Bitcoin. I'd ask for Bitcoin to get paid in Bitcoin or crypto. And any of the money that I made, I would transfer it into Bitcoin. So I kept building up on my Bitcoin stash, let's put it that way, and all last year, and now we're doing extremely well. I really don't have to work anymore. That's the thing. That's where I'm at right now. We're doing extremely well. And I just trade crypto now. So I'm very, very excited, and I don't have to try to sell anything or, you know. I mean, eventually I'm going to be putting together some courses, and I'm really happy about that. I'm putting together tarot oracles, believe it or not, my own tarot oracles. And I already got my book Sovereign Magic out. I'm going to be putting a video training course together for the Sovereign Magic. And I got a magical journal I've already put together. I'm going to be working on a dream journal and a tarot journal. So all these little things I'm going to be offering on my website for those of you that are into magics. And you know, it's all about really following my heart. I really want to follow my heart more than anything. You know, if some of you know, have known me for a long time, you know that I am a magician. I am a practitioner of all shades of magic, white, gray, and black. Evil magic if I have to get serious, okay? And I don't make that a habit, believe me. I really don't, because I really don't like to do that. But whenever somebody tries to hurt my family or hurt me or whatever, I conjure up some really dark ancient entities to help. And really, they help me send the energy back. I mean, really, it's all about sending that ugly energy back at them. It's not trying to kill them or do anything. If anything, you don't want to kill anybody because you want them to suffer. So anything that they try to throw at you, you throw back at them. And it's for protection purposes. And I have a lot of stories to share, believe me. We had some situations where, you know, one guy was going to try to hurt and harm my family. And I used some powerful radionics, and I conjured up some serious dark entities. And the guy ended up getting shot up and hit a tree that he ended up in the hospital on a catheter. So believe me, magic is extremely freaking powerful. And I do use it, and I have no remorse, because the way that I teach and the way that I've been trained in these types of arts is there is no remorse, there is no karma, and I never have karma, because the entities take control, they take the karma, if anything. And like I said, it's not to go do harm and hurt people, to be a nuisance, it's to protect your family. And a magician, a real magician, should know that in order to be a real magician or real alchemist, you should be able to master all shades. And magic to me is magic. Witchcraft is witchcraft. It doesn't matter. And you utilize it for survival purposes. You utilize it for personal development purposes, to expand your psychic awareness, to bring in more abundance in your life. And that's what I did. And I'm going to mention something really quick. I actually conjured up Lucifuge last year. And that's the thing real quick before I jump into that. It takes time, by the way, when you work with these entities. It's not always instant right away. Only if you're being attacked, it's very fast, it's very quick. But if you're trying to bring like abundance and love and all these things, it could take some time. It could take a few months, it could take some weeks. But I conjured up Lucifuge last year, and I didn't think he was listening to me, because I'm like, oh my God, my business is not doing that good, it's kind of dying and all of that. And then I finally realized, and he actually came into my dream. And it was funny, he came into my dream as a transvestite. He was actually pretty fucking cool. I really liked him. I loved his energy, and I loved being around him. He looked like a woman, but he sounded like a man. He was really fucking awesome. And he basically said, don't worry, like, thank you for conjuring me up, because we're gonna have a lot of fun together. And what you're gonna have, you're gonna end up having a lot of things that you want in your life. And so after that, I didn't think that he listened to me, because things were not doing very good with this old business that I've been doing for a long time, which was doing trust work, secure creditor work, which, you know, I saw it kind of dying anyway. And I was like, well, what the heck, Lucifuge and Azazel and Belial? I mean, nothing's really happening. What's going on? And the thing was, as they were letting me know that I was going through a transformation, a metamorphosis, because that no longer I'm in alignment with that anymore. That I'm in alignment with something much bigger, much broader in my life. And don't even worry about money. Don't even worry. And that's all I was doing last year, was struggling and worrying and all this stuff. Well, this year, and I did put it in there in my pact with him, because I did make a pact with Lucifuge as well. And I said, please increase my crypto portfolio. And he knew that I am extremely passionate about my crypto more than anything else. And That's exactly what has happened. My crypto has, we have, our Bitcoins have done very, very well. And pretty soon our altcoins are going to go to the moon by fall, winter. And there is no reason, right now I have no worries about money ever again. And I'm really, really, really happy about that. And that's all I needed. That's all I wanted. And I got exactly what I wanted. So I'm very, very grateful to Lucifuge. And I did say that I, you know, if he made this happen, I would put this out there. So I'm finally putting it out there. And Lucifuge is a very, very powerful entity that you can work with. And he is for bringing lots of abundance, lots of money, lots of excess and luxury and all of that, which is definitely going to be happening by the end of the year, even more so. But I'm a very patient person. And that's the thing, when you get involved with magic, you have to be very, very patient. Same with crypto, you have to be very patient, and crypto can be extremely boring as a crypto investor. My God, it could be one of the most boring things to be a crypto millionaire, but once you learn the ways of doing it, your life changes, okay? So anyway, and then out of the blue, I don't know, something happened. I kept getting images of Freedomizer Radio, and I said, you know what, I need to contact them. And my husband and I were talking about it, like, whatever happened to that show? We used to get on the show a lot and all this stuff, doing, you know, on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm like, oh my God, Freedomizer, I need to contact them. So I was really happy to connect with Proof Negative again, and I'm getting him into crypto even more so. You know, he's already got crypto, but he's really happy with the advice that I gave him, and I was able to help him triple his money. So he's really happy about that. and so I said, well, when I get on your show, I'm going to be educating a lot of people on that they have that alternative. They have that option. Yes, you know, you have your money, you work for your money, you know, you work, whether it's a job or a business, either way, you're still working for that F and notes. And it requires you to constantly put in your energy and put in your labor just to make money, unless you know how to, you know, outsource and have other people work for you. We're not doing all the labor. And there's other ways of, you know, putting yourself out there, promoting yourself, especially online anyway. I'm only an online entrepreneur. That's pretty much what I know, is being online for so many years. And now I'm going to be on his show. I'm going to start on the show Sunday and Wednesdays. My husband and I, he's going to be co-hosting with me. So we're going to have so much fun, and I cannot wait. So we're going to be, like I said, talking about a lot of cool topics. About current events, what's going on, and trying to connect the dots, what it is that we see. If we see some deception, we'll let you know. Things that we educate ourselves. We do a lot of research. We're like research junkies. I love to read books. My husband loves to do a lot of research as well. And we like to share a lot of things that we, you know, that we come across. And I also want to add some readings to the mix, you know, some tarot readings, some just, you know, like intuitive stuff, maybe guided meditation as well, to help you with your life, to help you to be the best version of yourself. And that's what we really are about. It's all about moving beyond the matrix and mastering the matrix in a lot of ways. And we'll be talking and sharing some, you know, information about stuff that I've been talking about for years, about the secure creditor and all of that, and how it's changed our lives, being secure creditors and foreign agents and all of that. And you know, and we're just happy that we made that decision for ourselves and not having to worry about a lot of things that a lot of the people on the plantation have to worry about. And I've helped so many people for so many years, for 13 years with that. But now I'm not saying that I'm putting a total close on it. I really don't see myself doing much of that type of work in the near future. I'm actually thinking about just doing one last live Silver Bullet Trust program in April, if it goes good, if we get enough people. That would be nice. We will probably do April. If not, we'll probably move it over to August. But I'm not going to be doing as much as I used to. Like, I was just doing it every 2 to 3 months. Not anymore. I really don't have to do that. So, because a lot of the work that we do, this type of work, which puts you into the diplomat status, where it pulls you out of the jurisdiction as a slave, and you move into the diplomat. And, you know, many people don't realize the value of this work. They think it's a joke, they think it's cheap, and really, I will have to say that it's because of this work I was able to put a stop to child support, put a stop to my ex-husband's abuse, and I was able to get my passport back. So I don't have a felony. I can travel anywhere around the world. I have two different passports, American and Mexican, and I am very free. I don't have to pay taxes. I am free to be, and my children are free, and my husband's free. We don't have to. We are out of the matrix in that way, and we use cryptocurrency mainly when doing transactions. So really, that has really freed us up even more. We are not the type of people that like to that chase after BS, the white bunny, you know, down the rabbit hole, trying to get money out of a birth certificate, because I've been down that road many, many years and found out that it was just, it's just a distraction. And it's a distraction from what is really happening. Now, I've also heard about this whole Nasara thing. There's going to be a reset and all this crap. I've been hearing about this since 2005, 2006 when I met Eddie. I think it was 2004 or 2005, around that time. I've been hearing about this for so many years. And I think what people fail to see is that there is already a reset. There has already been a reset from the beginning, which began in 2008, 2009, when Bitcoin came into the picture. But people are still sitting around, sitting on their hands, waiting for the government to act, waiting for someone outside of them to do something for them. And that, to me, is slavery. You are still giving your power over to something out there, waiting for something to happen. While people are waiting for something to happen, people who have invested in Bitcoin are freaking multimillionaires. They're not sitting around waiting for something to happen. They actually took action, and that's exactly what we did, okay? I've been involved in the crypto industry since 2016, but, you know, I wasn't really knowledgeable like I am now. Very knowledgeable. And we've made hundreds of thousands of dollars and even made it to crypto millionaire status not too long ago. So, and we lost our asses many times, but we ended up learning the ways of being able to keep our money, being able to sell when we're supposed to sell, buy when you're supposed to buy, right? And I never gave up on, I did not give up on crypto. I took a break because when I didn't know about it in 2016, I had no idea what was going on. And, you know, YouTube demonetized my channel, took it down. We were going through a spiraling, we were spiraling downhill. But you know what? My gods have all been there with me. My ancient gods, my entities, the angels, whatever you want to call them, have been by my side to make sure and ensure that I keep going and I keep moving forward, that we've always been taken care of. We always have food on the table. We always have a roof over our heads to keep doing the work that we're doing. And that's all that matters. So, you know, like I said, I'm no longer going to be offering the secure creditor thing much longer anyway. I'm really not into it anymore because, again, the people that I have been involved in or connected with are really shady people, and they're doing it for the wrong reasons. And therefore, I really don't want to be a part of that world anymore. And I made that decision when I changed the website from securecreditor.com to Moving Beyond the Matrix, because I want people to go there to listen to our podcast, you know, to learn about some awesome stuff, about other things, about not only just about history, but solutions on what they can do to better their lives, to move out of the matrix, be wealthy, crypto wealthy, or, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur online, we have tools for that. But, you know, mainly just to help better your life, better yourself. I mean, we're not going to be talking about a bunch of negative stuff happening, because there's something that we need to realize. The more we focus on negativity, the things that we don't want, the government's doing this to us, oh my gosh, we're such a victim, oh my gosh, then we put ourselves in that position. So we're very, very careful with that. Yes, we'll give you the news, we'll give you some current events, we'll read the news and everything, but then we always offer solutions on how to deal with it. And the major solution is, number one, focus on yourself. Focus on the things that you can change. Do not focus on the things you cannot change. Simple, okay? If you're putting your focus on things out there too much, then you have given them your power. when you put your focus on yourself, your inside, your internal, your heart, what you want, what you wish to accomplish in your life, your passions, your creativity, the things that you love and all that, that's when you come into your own power. You no longer give your energy away to the media, to what so-and-so says, what Putin says, what, you know, Donald Trump or whatever. That's fine. They do their own job because why? They're focused on what they do. Well, that's what we do. We focus on what we do. We focus on our passions. We focus on our mission. And our mission really is to help people to become better versions of themselves. Okay. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much our passion. And me, it's always been magic. I am a magician. I've been a practicing magician since the age of 17. And I joined the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn when I was about, goodness, 20 years old. And learned a lot from there. I learned a lot. And then I moved into, I was part of Wicca covens and things like that. I was part of Yoruba. I was initiated into the Yoruba religion. Not really Santeria, but Yoruba, because I wanted to get more to the root of it all. I was supposed to move into being an Ianifa, but I decided, no, that was just too much of a commitment for me. And there's a lot of things I didn't like. There's a lot of restrictions, and I don't like having people have power over me at all. I don't care, okay? And so I moved out of that and I moved into my own solitary work, working with Azazel, working with Belial and Lucifuge, and really putting everything together. I mean, every now and then I'll light a candle to, you know, Guadalupe too. I love Guadalupe. I love the angels. You know, I don't, just because I work in the dark black path doesn't mean that I don't like to connect with other entities, you know, fairies and of the light. And I mean, I work with everything. Okay, that's what a magician does. And I like to teach people to be magicians, really. Because once you know how to harness this power, this very powerful thing that you have inside of you, you can create amazing worlds. You have it in you already. You really do. And how you start to create when using magic is using your emotions. Your emotions is a catalyst to create the reality that you want, a feeling. You know, I've been listening to Elmer Locker Jr. I believe his grandpa was trained by Neville Goddard, and they know a lot about feeling, being in the feeling state. That's what we do in magic. When we're able to conjure up entities and we're like, hey, you know, I want to be wealthy, whatever, or we need more clients, or it doesn't matter what it is. We put ourselves in the feeling state and we feel the energy that we are already wealthy, that money's just coming in and we're feeling so good. You know, that feeling state is your catalyst to creating the reality that you want. It's not just the visualization. You know, they say in a lot of the law of attraction, just keep, you know, think of what you want, visualize. But I love with Abraham Hicks, I was following them for many years, that it's all about the emotions. You know, don't focus your energy on something that doesn't make you feel good. That means you're in a place of resistance and you need to move away from resistance. You need to help bring peace into your belly, you know, your solar plexus, that tummy. You know, when there's so much worry and chaos, you have to move away. And you move into the alignment in something that makes you feel really good and happy. And that's where I'm at now. And that's why I recreated the website, because I like to move into an alignment with happiness, fulfilling passion. And that's exactly what we're doing. So I'm very, very happy about this and about this new change. My husband and I have been talking about this forever, and we're finally making it happen. And we decided, you know, we're going to just do the podcast twice a week. We're going to start out like that. And when we start getting more, a bigger audience and people want to keep listening to us, then we will extend the days for sure. So for now, we will be on Sunday. Come and join us. And you can call in live towards the end or whatever in the conversation. I'll just say, hey, anybody want to call in live? And you can call in live. Not a problem. It's going to be a lot of fun because we need to be in a space where we can all communicate, when we can express ourselves, when we can, you know, because if we can come together as a group imagine all that beautiful energy that we can put into this group. All this beautiful energy, we can mastermind, we can, you know, come up with some awesome ideas and listen to other people's stories. And that's another thing. I'm not just only a storyteller. I love to hear other people's stories. I mean, I will sit there, I will not say a word, and I will just listen to you. Like, I will be hypnotized by you. You know, I had a couple people come on to my show talking about the paranormal, about their ghost activity experience. I just love that stuff, you know. So if you have like an experience with ghosts, with the paranormal, with magic, anything like that, anything to do with the unusual, the strange and unusual, you definitely want to call in to our show or maybe even be a guest on our show. I'd love to have you on. Because really, again, we are beyond the matrix, because in the matrix, they like to keep people stupid. They like to keep people trapped in the matrix where you don't use your mind. I mean, you don't use your sixth sense. You can't really use your intuition. You got to be a robot. You got to be a zombie and do what they tell you to do. Well, us moving beyond the matrix means that we are magicians, we are alchemists, and we create our own reality. And we have been very successful doing it. And, you know, we've showed people throughout the years, me being on YouTube, my family being on YouTube for so many years before they shut my other channel down, we were traveling all over the world. You know, obviously we've experienced a lot of successes in our lives and we've made things happen. And now it just seems like they're making a lot of the YouTubers' lives hell. Even the ones that are extremely successful, they're not making that much money. And they're getting hit and smacked around saying, oh, getting their videos demonetized. I mean, so much control, so much censorship. This is so not the American way. And it tells you straight up that this is moving into straight up communism, if you don't see this already, or fascism, even worse, okay? So I'm just grateful about Freedomizer Radio. I'm glad that they've been around for a very, very long time and they're still speaking their truth to the masses. And they haven't gotten taken down. And that is brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. They're free to speak their truth. And they continue on, you know, with the Constitution. You know, that's what our forefathers were here for. Therefore, was to help you to speak your truth and say, hey, excuse me, I'm yawning. I'm about ready to go to sleep, by the way. But freedom of speech is your right. As an American, you are free to speak and bear arms. And really, if people can stop with the distractions and realize what the hell is going on in their lives and see that and learn about communism, learn about Marxism, learn about fascism. You know, it didn't just happen in Nazi Germany. It happened in a lot of other places. And it's very important to start learning. There's a book by Robert Kiyosaki called Capitalist Manifesto, and he really gets into it about that. And he said that when he was in the Marine Corps, he learned a lot about it, Marxism, communism, all of this stuff, because they needed to be able to identify which group was which. It took it even further. His studies were even further than he learned in high school. So go figure, right? A lot of things they're not going to tell you in high school, you know. A lot of it is they just want to keep you dumbed down, boxed in, and be very, very, you know, like a zombie, okay? So that's the thing. I mean, a lot of us are being hunted down. They're trying to starve us out. You know, first of all, it's PayPal. They don't want to use they try to prevent us from using PayPal, Stripe, or anything involving the type of work that we do, that, you know, the same thing with BitChute. You know, the guy that created BitChute, he had the same issue, same problem. He wasn't able to get money. So he said, okay, you can pay me in Bitcoin, you know. And that's exactly the direction that we're all going. We're moving towards. It's like, you know, if you want something, if you want a merchandise, you know, and it's funny, a lot of the people, they can't pay using their own bank accounts because their bank accounts have gotten frozen, shut down. So they have the alternative and they ask me, do you have Bitcoin? Do you have crypto? So I can send you some payments, you know? And that's exactly where it's going. So if you don't see that happening right now, you know, you're going to be in a very rude awakening when shit gets really bad, and it will get worse. It will get a lot worse than how it is now. But that is one timeline, okay? That is one timeline. When you start moving into other timelines, your vibration starts to pick up. When you start to focus, on the things that you're passionate about, that you love, that you're excited about. You start going with that, and just that focus alone is going to take you out of the other timelines. And I tell you, and I was telling my husband the other day, sorry, I'm coughing, that I feel like we're in another timeline for some reason. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to get a drink here. Ooh. Anyway, I feel like we're in another timeline, but a higher timeline. It's not like the timeline that we were in last year. We were like kind of struggling and trying to hustle. And this timeline now, it's like I'm relaxed. I don't have to do shit. I don't need to work. I'm chilling. And life is so much better. So it's all about focusing on another timeline, on focusing on the things that you want to be, where you want to be, getting involved with your passions, and automatically you will move into other timelines, higher timelines. And I think that's what it is. I think that's what Dolores Cannon was meaning when it came to the shifts between, you know, the old earth and the new earth. I think it's because people that are no longer using the money, the currencies of the countries that want to rape you and control you, and you're moving into cryptocurrency, let's say, this is just an example, and all of a sudden you feel like, oh my God, I'm free. I can transact with my Bitcoin. I can pull money out of my Bitcoin card. I can move it into my bank account if I need it. You know, there's people that actually will take Bitcoin to buy a house, to buy a car with. I mean, it's like your life becomes easier because now you're no longer focused on inflationary currency, currency that's ran by criminal people, okay? You're now focusing on deflationary currency, currency that does not inflate. And that is the step into a new world, a new, if you want to call this a new reset, then that's what I would call it. But to sit and wait on your hands for prosperity funds, I heard all about that bullshit for so many years. But I think that maybe, it's not 100% bullshit, but maybe they're getting people to focus on something else when really it has been around already. It's already been here. It's just, are you able to educate yourself about it? Are you able to educate yourself about learning about cryptocurrencies? You know, that's what I did. I put a lot of time and energy in doing that and trading and learning how to trade, learning how to read the charts. And then finally putting a class together, which is going to be on March 8th and 9th. I'm really happy about. And I'm going to be turning that into an e-course anyway. So it's a crypto class, crypto master class that's coming up. And I'm going to be teaching my students how to be very wealthy by the end of this year. That all the coins that they can invest in now and by the end of the year, they're going to be wealthy. They're going to be able to quit their jobs. Either by the end of this year or early next year, they're going to be able to walk out of the jobs that they don't like and they can start living their lives, following their passion, and not having to worry about the ball and chain of being anchored down by jobs that they don't like, having to work for fake money, money that is being printed all the time, has no backup, has no real value, and yet they want to tax you on it. It doesn't make any sense. Money's being printed, like I can go ahead and print money myself and say, oh, I'm going to go taxi now. It doesn't make any sense. And that's exactly what they've been doing since 1971 when they took the dollar off the gold standard and everything became fake money. So they tell you this in front of your face, you know this, but people are still working for that money. And that's when I decided, you know what, I can manifest money. I'm a magician. I can manifest money. I can manifest anything. I don't need to work for it. And I did. By investing in crypto, now I don't have to worry. And this crypto is going to take us so far, we really don't have to worry. And it's the mindset. The mindset has to change. I mean, are you trading your hours for fake dollars? Have you not gotten it yet? Have you not realized that you're trading your hours your hard-earned hours for something that is that is crap, that was created by a man, created by somebody else. Hell, you can create your own cryptocurrencies. You know that? A lot of people are doing that. They're creating meme coins, cryptocurrency coins, whatever coins that they want. Because people can do it. People are free to do that now. If you know what to do. Okay? So, anyway. So I just wanted to give you an update of what's going on with the site, securecreditor.com. The domain will be changing over to moving beyond the matrix.com, but don't worry. If you type in securecreditor.com, it will automatically transmute over to the new domain. So don't worry about that. And follow us every Sunday and Wednesday. And I love to be there to, you know, just share information. That's what it's about. Sharing information, uncensored, raw information with you all. And that's my heart. I'm following my passion even more. And that is my passion. Getting on the podcast, sharing my heart with you all, sharing some awesome strategies, things that you can do, things that you can learn, how you can live a tax-free existence. If you have a company or a corporate, or if you want a business, I can share with you some amazing strategies, all free on the show, because that is what we do. And that's what we love to do. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to get off here so I can go to bed because I'm about to yawn again. It's like only 10:30, almost 11 o'clock tonight. I'm already yawning. I'm so tired. Goodness. I did a lot of ritual work tonight, by the way, with my daughter. We did some serious, really awesome ritual work. Can't talk about it much, but when you do ritual work, you tend to get really tired. You get really energized, and then you get really tired. You're like, I'm ready to hit the hay here. But anyway, so much love, light, and darkness, you know. All polarities, we are living in the reality of all polarities, both polarities, but we're here to transmute and go beyond the matrix, because that's what we do. I'm Dr. Joanna Wells, much love and light to you guys in darkness, and I look forward to seeing you on freedomizerradio.com this Sunday. Go to securecreditor.com, you'll find the banner there, and it will take you there as well. All right, guys, take care and have a wonderful evening. Bye for now.